Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97.
Yeah, I wonder if that Khaled song right there inspired the little baby, Lil Durk, inspired them to do an album, or if Khaled was already doing an album and Khaled got that song, which then set up, which is, you know, great promo to set up their new album, Voice of the Heroes, that Lil Durk and Lil Baby have out. These are the things I stay up late at night thinking about, y'all. And I could have just text somebody, but, you know, me, got to figure it out on my own. You know what I'm saying? No right. Inside sources.
Right.
Well, what's popping today, Laura Stiles?
Not much, man. You know, after yesterday's shenanigans, I took Pee-wee to the vet. He was a little dehydrated. They had to give him an IV.
What did we find out? Well, we're gonna have to review this all day today because you got, you know, Laura Stiles, aka Doodoo Foot,
ugh,
young Doodoo Foot. We're gonna start calling you Lefty.
Oh my God! Yeah, my dog yesterday. I'm working from home. Had a crazy accident. Had poop all over the floor, like diarrhea. And he's usually really good. Like, he'll go on a wee-wee pad. And usually, yeah, he just goes outside, you know. But I just leave one down just in case. And he's very respectful. Does not like him at all. And I had a disaster in my home. And he was scared, I think. So he comes over to me for comfort. And he, like, sits on my foot. And I feel something squishy. And he gets up. Oh, my God. He pooped all over my foot. It was so gross. And it all happened on the air.
Yeah, and it was great.
After the show.
Great radio.
If you go to my Instagram, at Laura Stiles with a Z, you'll see the whole thing. But I took him to the vet, and the vet said he was dehydrated and that he had he gave me some antibiotics for his stomach. He's already doing a lot better. But, you know, poor baby. After he got an IV, he was like, his energy changed. He was good to go.
So do we know what caused this?
No, she says that sometimes it could have been something he ate, you know? I don't know.
Well, y'all did have a little gathering the other day. Did y'all bring food back in the house and somebody slipped him some food?
It could have. Some people love to feed your dog when you're, I'm like, nah, chill. Don't feed him any scraps. So I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But
yo,
I'm just
listen,
happy
if my
better.
Dog doo-dooed on my foot, I'm calling everybody that was at the party. I'm reviewing, I'm reviewing a rooftop. Video, I'm doing everything. I'm pissed.
I know, it was pretty bad. Oh, it was so bad. The cleanup, my man was like, nope, that's your dog. I'll take care of the baby. You clean that up.
Wow, he did you dirty like that?
He was like,
yo,
I got
you got did dirty twice yesterday, Laura.
I'm telling you, man.
Your whole household turned against you.
Yep.
They just really crapped on your whole life.
It's all good, man. I survived.
Is it though?
I'm
young
here.
Doodle foot.
I'm here. Another day.
Another doo-doo. On the line right now, we got Tasha and Chris. Good morning. It's time for the game that lives up to its name. Tasha, have you ever been doo-dooed on by your dog?
Negative.
Chris, you ever been doo-dooed on by your dog?
No. I don't have a dog, and now I don't plan on getting one either.
Yo, we got
dogs are great, man. It's just sometimes accidents happen.
Really? I mean, here's the good thing. At least you know what your dog's been eating. Not really, because somebody fed him something you don't know.
Somebody gave him some suspect food.
Damn it, man. Tasha, how you doing this morning? Where you headed to work? What are you doing? What's popping?
Well, I just told Faith.
We can't understand what you're saying. No, that's not going to work either. Hang on, Tasha. Chris, where you headed this morning?
I'm headed to work.
What do you do?
I'm a plumber.
Plumbers in the building. Getting that money. Yo, how's the plumbing business?
It's good. It's good, man.
How are people doing with flushing those wipes? What are those things called when they have a name for them when they clog up the pipes?
That, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You know, the everybody flushing the wipes, and then they call it something, man. When people flush the
flushable wipes.
And
then they clog up the pipes.
Mukbang or something?
Well, no.
I'm in new construction building, you know, high rises. So I don't deal with anybody, like, pipes that are existing.
Ah, so it's all new.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know what I mean? There's a name, man. It had like a name they made
up. I know what you mean, but he don't got to deal with that because all the buildings are new. So he builds it, and then I was like, all right, I'm out. You on your own.
Exactly.
Beware of flushable wipes. There's like videos all over the internet. I was looking for the name. They gave it a name.
Gross.
Like that big mass that gets stuck inside the pipes.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I remember.
Anyway,
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, Sean.
Yeah.
Somebody will tweet us and tell us. Tasha, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Staffs? Let's try to get
Laura.
Damn, now we can hear her. All right, Tasha, we got you.
Yo, and
Laura
guess
Staffs.
What?
Guess what?
We got Summer Jam tickets.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Boom, pow, surprise.
Nice.
Bip, bam. Summer Nobody Jam. Knew that. You didn't know you was getting that, Tasha, if you win, or Chris, if you win.
Let's go.
August 22nd, MetLife Stadium is going down. We're about to announce these artists in a few weeks, too, man. Everybody lock in. 60 seconds on the clock. Shining with the questions. Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, which billionaire company?
Ebro. Amazon.
Incorrect. Which billionaire company is planning to go to space next month?
Oh, Jeff Bezos.
No, billionaire's company. Possessive.
That's not what it says.
Who wrote that question?
Which type of protein is used on a... Ebro.
Type of protein is used... I'm going to go with... chicken.
Incorrect. Which type of protein is used on a Reuben sandwich?
A Reuben? I think that's corned beef.
Corned beef is correct.
I would have never got that.
Which gymnast became the first American woman... Laura.
Simone Biles.
Simone Biles, that is correct. Which city had the first ever fashion week?
Ebro. Milan, Italy.
Incorrect. Which city had the first fashion week in 1943?
Paris.
Incorrect. That would be New York.
Really? Oh.
York,
wow, we was lit. Ever. Laura wins. Tasha gets Summer Jam. Your phone sounds terrible. I hope you don't.
I'm sorry. Oh, now you're back.
There you are. I knew you was driving.
You got Summer Jam tickets.
You in the building.
My son will be excited.
Which billionaire company? No, billionaire's company, man. Thought you was talking about the company itself, not the person, man.
Billionaire's company. And the other one with Simone Biles was, which gymnast became the first American woman to win seven consecutive?
We know that already, bro.
But the people don't know.
Simone Biles is incredible.
Seven consecutive all-around national championships.
Tasha, you going to Summer Jam. Yeah. Who you shouting out to?
I'm shouting out my daughter and my son and my new grandbaby, Layla.
Okay. Young grandparents, huh? How old are you as a grandparent?
I'm 47 and
There you go. There you go, in the building at 47, already a grandparent. Now, were you excited when you found out you was going to be a grandkid, or your daughter's
super
young?
Excited. This is my first grandbaby from my son.
From your son. How old's your son?
Yeah, he's 25.
25. Okay. All right.
Early.
Hang on. We got to get some info. Are you bringing the grandbaby to Summer Jam?
I'm taking my daughter.
There you go. How old is she?
19.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll see y'all in the building. We love you for listening. Hang on. We need your info on the way. Flashing Lights, Laura Staffs.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, man, Foxy Brown is dropping something new later on this year, and I'll let you know what it is. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
22nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
So this is what happens. People want to go back to regular life. And now you got Nigerian artists arguing in salons on social media. I thought the Twitter was off in Nigeria. Now I wake up this morning, my friend T was Savage is arguing with Say Shay in a salon. It's just, what is this?
No.
It's loving, loving hip hop Nigeria.
Wow.
It's funny. That's what it sounded like when I could hear from your phone. That's literally, I was like, what random, what sounds like internet trash, but happening in other countries is happening.
Yeah, nah, it's definitely, this is loving hip hop Nigeria. They listen, Nigeria Twitter, they got jokes. I try to understand all of it. I can't, but it's, hey, listen, black folks, you thought you invented talking ish? It comes straight from the motherland. Let me tell you right now, the jokes are nonstop. And it's never too soon for a low blow on Nigeria Twitter. Never too soon. Somebody's going to say something loose. For sure. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Staff. I mean, Poo Poo Staff. I mean, Young Doodle Foot. On the flash lights. Damn. Are you ready for Young Doodle Foot? Laura Staff just got poo pooed on.
So, Foxy Brown is preparing to release an upcoming book. She went on Instagram to share that she has a book on the way. It's coming in December. She also tagged Kim Osorio, who she informed her followers that she was helping her write her story.
Okay,
it's pretty dope.
Kim,
right?
And Fox, Fox and Kim.
It's kind of dope because, you know, I don't think people really know the whole Foxy Brown story. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of pieces that were super industry inside stuff that it's going to be really dope to hear.
Well, I mean, not only, look, shout out to Kim Osorio. When I say Fox and Kim, I mean Kim Osorio, not Fox and Lil' Kim. But maybe we'll learn about why that'll never get ironed out.
Yeah.
Right. A little bit more. Because I know there's people who want that to be the next verses.
Yeah.
And Foxy as we, and Kim.
And as we mentioned earlier, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Lil' Kim's book is coming out November 2nd. Right before hers. And my girl Kathy Ayandele is helping Kim with that book. So we're going to get
two good stories. Wait, now they got books coming out at the same time?
Damn.
Well, Kim announced hers a couple weeks ago. You don't remember we talked about this.
I know, but I didn't realize it was at the same time.
Yeah, Kim's is dropping in November. Foxy's in December. But it would just be dope to hear their stories from, you know, told the way they want them to be told.
Here we go. Just in time for the holidays. Opening old wounds.
Book battle.
Book battle.
That's your flashing light report. Man. The time is 7 a.m. Let me see. We got a high of 90 degrees today, but we're going to get rain in the afternoon.
Yo, that rain came through yesterday. Some different. Yo, these storms are aggressive.
Yo, one specific thunder somewhere around 3 o'clock or something. Did you hear that one? Yo, it felt like a castle fell down in the heavens. Like, it lasted for... Ever.
Castle fell down in the heavens.
Like, yo, that was
now deep, we know Sonny. How. Now we know how the ancestors came up with these descriptions.
You already know, like
God's castle has fallen in the heavens. Not, that's the thunder.
Yeah, not God's, but hey, one of them. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even hear it. It's just, but Bear started freaking out around that time because the rain didn't come for another couple hours.
Right.
Boom. Yo, crazy. Look, man. The weather is aggressive. So I don't know what that means for the rest of the year, but keep your head on a swivel and take it serious. Real talk. Look, coming up, congratulations. You have played your thine self. Who should be on thine list? I think I have Kamala Harris on the list today. Mm. She gets one of her first in office as VP. Because the way she's responding to questions seems a little chippy. Y'all keep it locked. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg.
WQHD-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yo, Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg, good money.
Money.
Cash 197 minutes commercial free. Thanks for locking in. Summer Jam's coming up in about 20 minutes. We got Summer Jam tickets. But first, we got to hit you with this.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. You
playing yourself. That big Willie talk,
hop you up, playing yourself. You're now, playing yourself, you're playing yourself. Everybody can get it, especially when you're handling things the wrong way. In my opinion, listen to the Vice President, Kamala Harris.
We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
The point is that you haven't been to the border. And instead of just saying, hey, listen, we plan to go. And I plan to go. And yes, we need to do better. Copping this attitude, Kamala, like, yeah, like, I haven't been to Europe and I haven't done this. And then, no, bro, get the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Nah, it's not going to fly, fam. And while I even agree with her, like, yo, there's a lot of things I haven't had a chance to do yet. The tone, people going to eat you up for that every time. Every single time. And that happened two nights ago. Then yesterday, you know, because she was down in Mexico City. She also went to Guatemala. Mm-hmm. She's down in Central America trying to find solutions. I even agree with that. If people are fleeing these nations to come to the border, which, by the way, is America's fault for the economies that and the destabilization that we've done in those places. Go to the location where people are coming from and try to see if you could come to a resolution with the leadership there so that we can maybe build a system where they don't feel they need to come to the border or rush to the border for their own safety or for jobs or whatever it may be. I'm fine with that. But the tone, Kamala, you get this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But people coming for her because she said do not come, she would tell people do not come to the United States. Do not try to come illegally.
AOC, I think, came for her.
She did. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I understand that. Like, why would she encourage people to come to the same place that people are saying is so bad? And we know that it is bad.
Well, not only that, but the trip to get there.
People are condemning her for that, too. As if she's anti-immigration in some way because she said don't come. But she's.
By the way, it's a lose-lose when you're down dealing with Central America and our border.
Yeah,
it's a lose-lose.
Using that as the reason to show that she's somehow cold or doesn't care, to me, that's a congrats.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But I think, once again, when you put it all together, like, for instance, her talking to Lester Holt right there, sounds like she's. Being condescending, brushing people off. Like, I haven't been to Europe either.
Well, I just think she's being defensive, which is still not good.
Well, that's why she gets the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
So I saw this article. I mean, it's the New York Post. But Andrew Yang, his campaign, is starting to withhold event locations.
What?
Because of hecklers. So he... So I guess on Thursday, he tried to troll Bill de Blasio and, like, trying to mock his Park Slope workouts. And it all backfired because protesters started coming for him, yelling, hedge fund mayor, hedge fund mayor, causing him to quickly abandon his planned presser in front of the gym. So now he's kind of chilling off giving people locations that he's going to be at because he doesn't want to get heckled.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh,
Yang, what's going on, man? This is falling apart. Why are you making fun of de Blasio's workout?
I don't know.
Well, what kind of campaign event is this if you can't tell anyone to go?
Well, that part.
Congratulations.
Maybe this is temporary, but I don't know, fam. I don't know.
It's not looking good for Yang?
I don't think so. Last time I checked the polls, Eric Adams was up. But, you know, poll schmoles.
Yeah, they've been bouncing around, changing a lot. Catherine Garcia, Eric Adams, you know, Yang. Well,
and this time it's going to be really interesting because it's not about necessarily who's in first in the polls. It could be the person in third or fourth because of ranked choice who ends up winning.
It's not a good look that Yang is, if according to Laura's story, if this is correct, mocking the current mayor's workouts. That's not your competition, sir. Why are you mocking Bill de Blasio?
Well, if you wanted to, if you really wanted to go after Bill de Blasio, the move would have been at the debate to go after those who had worked with Bill de Blasio.
Maya Wiley, Catherine Garcia.
And force them to distance themselves from this administration that so many people are unhappy with. But from what I'm told about the debate, nobody really did that.
Well, because you know why? I think honestly, when it comes down to it, everybody could talk that talk like they would have done a better job than Bill de Blasio has. But we're going to see. We're going to see how you actually fix the homeless issue. We're going to see. Because every single time we get a mayor towards the end of their thing, there's always people bitching and moaning about public housing, homeless issues, and it's a continued issue. Year in, year out, decade in, decade out. Gun violence, it's the same conversations over and over again. And I don't believe any of these candidates actually believe that they're just going to get in there and lickety-split, it's going to be fixed. That's why they're not coming for Bill de Blasio. Rosenberg, what's on your list today?
Well, I was going to mention the Kamala thing as well, but I'll throw in one other thing. Did you guys catch that Logan Paul the other day after his fight, what he was wearing around his neck?
Mm-mm.
Laura, that card?
I saw that before the fight. I thought he had that on.
Do you know, how do you pronounce, what is it, Charizard?
I don't know. Is it Pokemon?
Well, yeah, but the character is Charizard. I believe that's how you say it. I'm not a Pokemon guy.
Cast One knows. I don't know.
He was wearing a first edition 10 PSA 10 rated, which means high, like a gem mint perfect card, Charizard card around his neck in a case on a chain.
I mean, some people wear Jesus pieces. Some people wear, you know, pictures of fallen homies. Some people, you know, have, you know, diamonds and things like that. He's got a mint perfect, high-end, expensive Pokemon card. Who are we to criticize?
And how much is this worth?
That's a stunt right there.
Well, that's the stunt. The stunt is that, you know, the card's worth a ton of money. So he put the case, he put it in the case and wore it around his neck. Listen, I get it. I get it. I do. It's worth a lot of money. At the same time, hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Nah, man.
Why?
Nah.
Why, man? That's fire. That's going to become a new trend
kinda,
there.
That is kind of fire.
No.
Why does he get the button?
Because it's not cool to wear a card around your neck. And I collect cards right now. It's still not cool to wear it around your neck. I know it's worth money. And it's annoying that it's worth money and all you can do is let it sit in your house. But nah. Nah.
You're not doing it.
Same, I think it's the same as when $200,000 diamond necklace around
you. Cash One has a point.
At least the diamond necklace, though, looks like a diamond necklace, not a baseball card.
Yo, listen, hit Rosenberg with the button, man. Logan Paul is setting a trend here. He's leading, you know what I'm saying, instead of following, and Rosenberg is still hating on the guy. Man, Logan Paul has lifted himself up. He used to look at himself every day for 10 years in the mirror, in the morning and at night, and said, I will be somebody. I will be somebody. And now Logan Paul is here and now setting trends, winning fights against Floyd Mayweather. How dare you hate on this American dream?
You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't say all that. I just thought the car was pretty cool. But I would say all that, bro.
Hit the button.
Logan Paul has made something of himself.
He pulled himself up from being a perfectly in shape blonde white man in Ohio all the way to being in fixed fights with Floyd Mayweather. Oh, what an American dream.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Yo, Cash 197 minutes commercial free, fam. Let's go. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Rain is supposed to happen. I just want to say, man, that rain was violent yesterday.
Yo, it was scary outside.
Yo, we just getting started. It's June. What's August going to be like when the rain is supposed to? That's like normally when we get this type of thing. We got the humidity super early. Aggressive storms.
It's pulled up like two or three times in the last week. We've gotten the whole city turns dark. Like, it's really turned up summer storm style.
So, listen. Pay attention. Summer Jam tickets. 10 minutes away.
Actually, no,
because Laura stole them for her.
Wait, what? Oh, now we got to give them away. We got to give them away. Laura's buying you Summer Jam tickets in 10 minutes for screwing up the prizes. Young Doodoo Foot.
Congratulations. No, I'm not.
Stepped in a pile of doo-doo again.
Another one.
If you miss Laura getting doo-dooed on by Pee-wee, we'll update you in a minute.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Somebody crashed a drone into birds that were nesting.
Aww.
3,000 birds left their eggs.
3,000? Oh, my God.
3,000 birds. Somebody crashed a drone into some ecological reserve.
Oh, my. That's horrible. I thought you were going to talk about one little nest with, like,
no.
two three eggs.
Nope. 1,500 to 2,000 eggs they left behind.
Damn.
All the birds gone. They were threatened by the drone. Damn. Yo, we're idiots. And by we, I mean you. Individuals flying drones, harassing animals. How dare you?
Like we're not screwing up the environment enough?
I mean, I'm saying, you saw these violent storms we're having already. Am I bugging? Am I overstating these storms for June? They feel a little aggressive.
Mm-hmm. No, they are.
No, definitely.
Now, normally, we'd be around this time normally having Summer Jam. And we've had some aggressive storms around this time at Summer Jam. There's been some times where that sky has opened up and we've had to shut it down. Or the lightning's coming, everybody got going hot. So, but it feels like this week there's been a lot.
Yeah, within the past maybe like, I feel like, 7 days, 8 days? It just, like the darkness has swarmed over the earth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yesterday, I'm telling you, maybe it was just wherever I was at, but it was just longer than expected. The thunder clap for like 10 seconds, like, boom. You know what? I think we recorded it.
Rosenberg, your dog got scared?
Oh, yeah. Bear was shook, and I didn't hear anything. But he started shaking, and I was like, oh, something's coming. And then it came, so he was right, but I didn't know what it was.
Today, the high is around 90. Mostly cloudy. I don't have rain in my forecast. Laura, you reported rain, though, yes?
Yeah, I see a little rain around 2 p.m. It says 30% chance of rain, and then at 3 p.m., 60. At 5, 50% chance. So let's see. It has a little thunderstorm emoji, too, so see? I don't know.
Now, for the next 4 days after this, in the 70s, though, things cool off finally. And there's some sunshine.
This weekend.
This weekend. So that's a good thing for the New York City area. And look, everybody else tuned in that don't live in New York City, we love you. But look, we live in New York City. So, you know what I mean? That's what we got to report on. So don't tighten up. But everybody can get at these Summer Jam tickets right now.
Man, it's going down. DJ Cass1.
Oh, it's DJ
Cass1.
The DJ Cass1. Yo, you can tell DJ John is missing being at work. He was emailed. Did you guys see his text yesterday?
No.
I don't think I did.
He started texting us about doing some giveaways or something. So-and-so wants to do a good. Shout to Mighty Quinn's Barbecue, who texted DJ John because they want to be a part of some Father's Day giveaway. We're getting that set up.
No respect.
But, yeah, he's checking his DMs and emailing the show. Isn't he on a back-to-back vacation? Double vacay?
He sure is.
Yeah. Now he's on the vacation. On that vacation now.
Got the
he
boo
was in
out
Mexico,
there.
And now he's in Jamaica, I think.
Yeah. Mm, is he posting pictures with the boo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Booed Let me check it out. Let me
vacation
check it out.
In Jamaica.
Back-to-back vacations. What a life.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, he must be making a lot of money out here.
DJ John.
Oh, there he is. I see him. Happy birthday to the beautiful queen of mine.
Is that what he says?
Jamaica vibes, baby. Yeah, that's what he said. He looks like he's got some. He's got like a. It looks like he's got some sort of shirt on or something. He's wearing some sort of, you know,
some sort of shirt,
some sort of button up shirt. Like he's dressed up.
Suave.
I'm predicting a very big DJ John move at some point.
What do you mean?
Like bended knee.
Yeah, something. Like it's just gonna something's gonna go down out of nowhere.
But it's new. They just started dating.
Laura, I know. I'm not saying I've heard this from him because I didn't hear it from him, and I'm not saying it would make you know it would be like perfectly in the timing we'd expect. Mm. But from the way he talks, even the way he talked on air, I feel like DJ John might just go crazy.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, okay. He says she's the one.
Quick.
But they've known each other since high school.
Exactly.
So it's, you know.
This feels like pressure.
Moves quick out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, man, y'all doing John dirty, man. Y'all putting the spotlight like on him. That's not cool, man.
It's his segment. He gets the spotlight.
Yeah, but Rosenberg took it up took it up a notch. I'm feeling a major announcement coming.
I'm like, really?
Who's on the line, man? Let's give away these uncommissioned illegal summer jams.
We got Kristen.
These are unsanctioned tickets. Because Laura screwed up this morning after she got doo-dooed on yesterday. It's been it's been a mess all day.
Yes, and I stole some tickets from Cast.
Okay. We are going live. Somebody with a big muffler.
Hello?
Yes, definitely. My muffler needs to get fixed. AC working, though.
There you go. There you go. What's your name again?
Kristen.
Answer this question super fast. You going to Summer Jam, you getting shout outs and all that. If you can be smarter, which is usually easy, than the DJ Cass one.
All right. Here we go, Chrissy. Here's your question. Who is Kanye currently married to?
Kim Kardashian.
That was a tough one. That's a trick question.
Yeah. Correct. I mean, he's
you know, you kept hearing about divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he technically, they're still married. Married
though. You should have asked what letter does Kanye start with? It would have been a harder question.
Nah, that was a hard question, one. Cass. I had to think about it for a second.
Here we go.
Cass one just hating. Don't listen to him.
All right, Cass, here's your question. What university did Kanye West transfer to from the Academy of Art to study English?
That's easy.
To study English?
Yeah, you might get this one.
Everyone knows this. Hmm.
Does do that. I don't know.
He was at the Academy of Art, and then he transferred. He transferred to Chicago State University.
There you go.
Chicago State.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Come on, man. He's from Chicago. You know
I've never even heard of Chicago State.
How dare you disrespect Chicago State?
I mean, let me tell you, I've heard of the University of Chicago.
Right.
There's Chicago State, too. It's a state university
Chicago's
in Chicago.
Not even a state, though.
Yeah, but it's a state university. It's a university of the state that's located in Chicago.
Wouldn't it
the
be
state
like
of Illinois?
Yeah, wouldn't it be that?
Well, anyway, no, that would,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It does, because...
Google it.
Exactly.
You got summer jams. I wish we could get your muffler fixed, though. Right. I wish we could get your muffler fixed. Anybody got a muffler plug?
Kristen.
The post-pandemic summer jammy, Kristen. Her name's Kristen?
Kristen, yep.
Listen to that muffler.
Them pandemic summer jammies, right?
There That's you go. Right. Post-pandemic summer jammy. You in the building, August 22nd. You want to shout out to any loved ones right now?
Yes, I want to shout out to my whole family, Brooklyn, and of course, Hot 97 for hooking me up.
Of course, it's love. It's love, and we love you for listening. Shout out to your family. On the way.
Thanks a lot.
Laura Stiles, Young Doodoo Foot.
That is a tough nickname.
I know. Coming up in a flashing lights, this story is amazing. Pharrell is opening up schools, but I'll give you the details on why this is super dope. Coming up, flashing lights.
Cast one. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Flashing lights with Doodoo Styles.
That's not a nice nickname.
Yeah, I don't want
goes
that
like
nickname.
This, ready for the flashing lights. With Laura Styles got poo-pooed on.
God, I did get poo-pooed on. Pharrell is doing something incredible. His latest initiative, he's helping better the education for low-income families. So he's working to open small private schools for students, with the first school scheduled to open in Norfolk. So the school will be this fall, September 7th, and it consists of grades 3 to 5. So he basically feels like, you know, the school system is fixed and unfair and it needs to be broken. He said, we don't want to lockstep learning where so many kids fall behind. We want to make bespoke learning designed for each child. He feels like each child learns very different and he wants to create a system where it's going to cater to these children and specifically focus for low-income families. So it's private schools for low-income families.
Historically, our public school system has failed a lot of people simply because not everyone learns the same. And our public school system is generally a one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
So doing this is definitely a great support mechanism for communities that can't afford to give their kids who learn different, access to these things. You know, wealthy people have had this forever. Right. And so people who don't have higher incomes have not. And this is great what Pharrell's doing. Once again,
so
Pharrell being awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's awesome.
There you go.
He really is.
Also, Pooh Shiesty has just been arrested over a shooting that went down in Miami.
Not as awesome.
I got to hear both sides of the story here.
They're saying that cops are saying the security guard ended up getting shot in the foot. Over money. Look, the story is pretty much that he was hosting at King of Diamonds and there was an argument because some money fell out of his pocket and there was some, you know, beef, and then he shot on the floor, took out his gun and shot the floor, but it ricocheted and hit the security guard in the ankle.
Oh, hit the button.
Congratulations.
Hit the button.
So,
come on, Pooh Shiesty.
That's the story that TMZ's running with right now and some of the blogs, but oh, what a mess, right?
Ugh. Super mess.
You can't shoot in a club.
Hey, sorry guys, I flashing lights.
That's your flashing lights report.
I gotta go. I'm talking to my daughter.
Wait, can we get a weather update?
Oh, Issa, they want a weather update. What do you want to say?
So later today there will be some thunderstorms, but right now it's pretty warm. So what I'm wearing right now is basically a skirt, bringing a little sweatshirt or sweater, and a tank top.
Sweatshirt just in case. Great preparation.
Nice. Always coming through.
Always prepared. Issa with the weather report. It is. Courtesy of Issa and Laura Rosenberg. Now you ready for the day.
Bam.
UQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
How many times in your life have you been poo-pooed on? These are the conversations that people want to hear. Because yesterday, right on this show, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, our very own Laura sounded like this.
Scream right now.
What, is a mouse in your house?
Pee-wee just had diarrhea all over the floor. He came and he sat down on my foot and I have poo-poo on my foot.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Pee-wee pooed on you. Laura's
I gotta go.
How bad? Are you barefoot?
Yes!
That was it. That was it for me. There you go. It gets no better than that.
Young doodoo foot. Young doodoo style.
So gross. Poor baby.
800-223-9797. I mean, I've been pooed on by a bird for sure. That's definitely happened at the playground.
Right. Oh, is this what we're doing? We're counting down times we've been pooped on?
Yeah.
Nasty.
I don't know. I've never been pooed on by an animal or my child.
Nah,
luckily.
You know the diaper that rises with
the mud diaper, that early mud diaper that was just bubbling out, the bubble out. Oh man. But that wasn't on me.
Shawnee's been there.
Yeah, I've definitely had the snowball poops in the crib from the kids and the poop all over the car seat and or you holding them, next thing you know it's on your arm. You like, how did this happen? You know what I'm saying?
But Laura's story yesterday, just minding her business, a normal, just a regular degular Tuesday morning, and then all of a sudden, Pee-wee, diarrhea. Did we find out what happened to Pee-wee, though?
I took him to the vet afterwards because it's not like him. He doesn't do that. He's very trained, and he's good. No, the doctor said that he needed his anal glands expressed.
Ooh. Gross.
Ooh. What does that mean?
And
you don't want to know, Shawnee.
Shawnee, it's one of the grossest things about owning a dog, and you got to do. Well, I don't
is
do it.
It all
I take
dogs.
Him to, yeah, I believe so.
I mean, it's recommended to do every once in a while. Yeah, I think for all dogs.
Usually, some groomers do it, but if you Google it, you're gonna be so grossed out. It's so foul.
Expressing.
I've never Googled it.
Anal glands. Don't do it. Don't Google it.
Which actually, when Laura says don't Google it, she means Google it, by the way.
It happens
on the show all the time.
Yeah. Don't look at this.
And poor baby, he was dehydrated, so he had to get an IV, and they gave me some antibiotics for his stomach. So he has like a little stomach infection. Poor baby, but he's doing better.
I think he was trying to tell us, man, because he's been barking a lot lately, remember?
I mean,
Pee-wee has been barking a lot. You weren't listening to your dog. Terrible mom over there, Laura.
No,
what's going on?
No,
you're focused on your new child. Your other child is like, yo, Earth, my anal glands, Earth.
Exactly.
But my anal glands.
Listen, everyone's been pooped on once in their life, okay? It happens.
The fact that he actually went rolled up on you and did it on
sat
your
on
foot,
your bare foot is
that's the move. That's it was that part for me.
Here, mom, hold this.
I know. He never does that. That's why I was like, what?
Well, we're glad it turned out to be nothing bad. except for your foot.
Producer Griff says he was pooped on by a 2-year-old and a baby peed on his face.
Ew.
Yo, you got you done been through it all over there, Griff.
Well, no, I think he was saying that for a caller.
Oh, let's go to Gerilyn.
Oh, yeah, that's for the caller. I've been through it all, fam.
Gerilyn, that time you got pooed or peed on, what happened?
I was in like 6th grade. It was my first nephew. I was changing his diaper on the bed, and all of a sudden he just started peeing, and that was it. It was everywhere, my face, my everywhere, just everywhere.
Amazing. Well, let's go to Toya. Toya got pooed on. Toya, yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I was actually pooed on by my child when he was 2 years old. He had explosive diarrhea. He's like, Mommy, my stomach hurts. My stomach hurts. Next thing you know, he poos all over. He's scared, so he starts running around with it.
Yo, who's that laughing in the background?
That is him laughing in the background.
He thinks it's great.
So yes, he pooed all over. He pooed all over me and my entire living room.
Oh my gosh!
Disgusting. Thanks for calling, Toya.
Kids are nasty.
Kids are nasty.
You got a Simba.
Simba. Now that Laura Styles got pooed on by her dog yesterday, live on the radio. It's classic. Yes.
So gross.
So it made us bring it up today, A, to make fun of Laura Styles and call her young doodle foot, and B, take calls from y'all and see when's the last time you got pooed on.
Yesterday.
What?
Wow. You too.
You and Laura, you guys are poo-poo twins.
Yesterday too. Oh my God. So my sister, she just wanted to go buy her a new cat or whatever. And the cat, he was like really, really furry. So we went and got him like a detangler brush, and I'm brushing him. The cat is being so nice to me, so friendly, so loving.
Aww.
I'm like, aw, such a lovely cat. This cat is so cute. I'm going to love him forever. He finds his little nasty way to climb on top of me. Like, I pushed him back down because we were in the car. I pushed him back down on the car floor. But he was persistent on sitting on my lap. He comes to sit on my lap, and all I feel is something warm on my thigh. On my thigh. Do you know I freaked out? So I started cursing my sister because it's her dang on cat. And now I'm just like throwing up outside the car window. We stuck on the 85 on the freeway. The yo, 87, I mean.
That cat's lucky he didn't get thrown out the window, yo. I might have panicked,
son. Oh, my God.
In the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Oh, my God. That's a nightmare.
Yo, shout out to Ron. He says his 2-week-old son pooed on him. Jay had pooed on by. Listen. Jay got pooed on by a French bulldog. Laura, you're not alone here. This is very common.
Yeah,
matter of fact, your situation aligned with the last caller. Who'd have thunk? You got pooed on at the same time.
I know.
As someone
at least you weren't stuck in a car. I'm sure you just went and stuck your foot in the bathtub.
Yes, thank you.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Let's go. We got the poo-poo guru coming up. Oh, Laura Staff.
Wow.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. The high today, 90, maybe some rain later. Let's go. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, fam, right here. Every single morning, we appreciate you for locking in.
That's right.
Y'all all right in this heat, man? Everybody okay?
I'm about to turn up the heat more. Ebro, you see what the temperatures are like in Jamaica right now?
What? Where you going?
Going to Jamaica tomorrow.
What?
Wait, you not working tomorrow?
Yo, you know what? John is there. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to see John. Dang. I love him. I love him. He's a great guy. But no. I'm DJing a wedding down there. Going to be with the people.
Wow.
Wait, so when do you fly?
Tomorrow morning.
Yo, so we got to have you live from Jamaica, man. Yo, shout out to Jamaica Board of Tourism. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. We love
Jamaica. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you voice notes like Shawnee when he was with the elders.
That's right. That was in Trinidad.
Oh, you mean the ones that we never got?
No, we got like one or two at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get from me.
And the elders. You know
on Thursday night, I'm going to send you an update with the people in Jamaica.
Wow,
see what they're saying
out
there.
Going
Make sure
on.
You go up in the hills.
Yo, it's crazy, man. People start making all this money. They getting booked for... Yo, somebody's getting married in Jamaica where sound systems and DJing and all of that was really formulated and became culture.
Music fire.
And in their mind, they was like, yo, we're going to get married in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hire Rosenberg from New York. You got all them DJs down in Jamaica.
First of all, Ebro, how do you know that they listen? They probably listen to us every morning and they love us. And they're like, you know what? For our wedding, we're going to have Rosenberg DJ. It's a sweet.
It's just a destination wedding and they're doing it in Jamaica and they wanted to pick their. Yo, your level of hate and you don't even know how big the bag is. Damn, if you found out how big the bag was, it'd be even worse.
Yo, man.
That's crazy.
Yo, but shout out to our listeners. Man. I know they're happy I'll be in Jamaica. Shawnee, you're happy.
Yes, absolutely.
Laura's happy.
I'm happy you'll be in Jamaica. Yeah. I'm just wondering how you got, you know, somebody went to Jamaica and their first thought was like, yo, we're going to bring Rosenberg in.
Well, if you saw what the kind of music, culture. If you saw the kind of music they like, you'd understand. Because she told me their favorite thing is classic hip-hop and original samples. That's literally what they want.
Ooh, now it makes sense.
And the woman getting married is Trini, so I got a big Soca playlist. I got classic hip-hop. I'm ready.
Yo, Shawnee, you letting him take your Soca bag?
Nah, my son, I'm not a DJ.
Yo, Shawnee, yo, man.
Get rid of Ebro. He's not the guru. Let's go to the guru.
Wait a minute. It's great.
With the guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg.
Never
and
seen
Laura,
hate like
you
this.
You know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Yo, wasn't Rosenberg asking you for Soca music advice a few weeks ago on the radio?
Yeah, we was talking about Arrow and the
song. He just was bragging about how big the bag was, and he not hitting you off, and you curating the whole joint?
Yo, this is not cool.
Crazy, bro. Yo, Shawnee, you need better representation.
I'm calling my lawyers.
You need something.
This lamb is something. I need the boat.
Yo, something.
Yo, don't let him hook you in, Shawnee.
I'm joking. This is guru time.
You're supposed to be a guru.
I wasn't going to say nothing until Rosenberg started stunting about the bag.
Listen, Shawnee,
you basically DJ, Shawnee.
You guys don't know what Shawnee's getting from this. He could be getting serious kickbacks.
That's right.
But is he?
Not for you to know. Why would I tell that on the show?
Because it ain't happening. That's why.
The hate.
Go ahead.
All right, thegurulaura at gmail.com, where the real gurus unite and spread positivity and peace.
I got
Shawnee Coltrane, burn extra sage.
Extra sage. Extra
Rosenberg, lead
you
us
burn
in
all the sage
exercises.
You want. I ain't going to help that bank account.
And tell us who's in
need. Shawnee doesn't work for the Peter Rosenberg DJ service. That's called
And
a
why friend. Are you why are you getting baited really into this? Shut up, Rosenberg, and focus.
I heard him putting the music together.
He doesn't work, but he should.
I'm only a human man. Mortal man, Laura.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Red Man, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire!
The guru Laura at gmail.com. That's how you reach out to us. The guru Laura at gmail.com. And don't worry, we can put our personal issues aside to help you.
I don't even have an issue. I was just pointing out something I seen. You know what I mean?
Ebro,
see something, say something.
When you see a hater, say, see you later. And sit with the gurus.
Sorry.
Good morning, Hot 97 team. Lifelong listener. First time reaching out for some advice, so please help. Shout out to Yonkers. Y-O.
Y-O.
The story's this.
I worked somewhere for over a decade. During those 10 years, I met and was in a relationship with a colleague for about 5 years. Also, during those 10 years, I had a partner at work, and he and I were partners for about 6-7 years. He's married and has 4 kids. We were close partners, told each other everything. Fast forward, the relationship ends with my ex-girl. A year or so later, I leave the job for a better opportunity outside of New York. Well, I'm back after 2 years, and I find out that my old partner was trying to hook up with my ex. She told me this as we recently were back in touch. I was livid at the fact that she was still speaking with him after he told her he wanted to get a hotel room with her. For me, it's a sense of respect, guy code, etc. I don't want to victim blame her, but I was mad at her for continuing to still speak with him. I kind of wanted her to say to him, look, I can't speak with you anymore. Tell him I'm back, and she told me what he did, and that I told her not to have contact with him. I know that's a long-ass question, but am I bugging? I'm guessing the answer is yes, since I have to ask. Thanks, Guru Laura, from Drama in the Yonkers District Office.
Why, yo.
Oh, man.
Why, yo.
Can I throw something?
It's complicated.
Yes, of course. It's complicated, but I don't think there's anything wrong with him feeling that way.
Well, you're allowed to feel that way.
Right.
But can I be real? Like, while it's a little, it's not good. The worst part of this is that the partner is married with 4 kids.
Yes.
The fact that he tried to smash your ex, like, let's suppose he wasn't married with 4 kids. Mm-hmm. Y'all no longer work together. 2 years had passed. They still work together. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not good. I would, if I was still close with the guy, I would be like, what the hell? But I got to tell you, bro, if y'all aren't close anymore and you think there's any chance that a guy is not going to try to smash your ex and you're no longer close, you're wildin'.
And they still work together.
And they still work together?
I was wondering why he sent the email in the first place. I'm still stuck.
Like, what's the whole... I don't even... Really, what's the whole thing?
Well, he's entitled to feel a way, though.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. You can feel a way.
He's entitled to
feel a way. Shani,
but it has been 2 years.
He wrote an email to the guru like they were still in a partnership and he was still in a relationship
with
the girl.
And he's not neither.
He's neither.
Right.
You just reconnected with the girl. You ain't talked to her. And dude, you ain't... Y'all not cool neither. Why are you emailing us, bro? Get a life.
Right.
I mean, the reality is that, yeah, you guys left the relationship and right. You moved on. And now just because you're back doesn't mean that everyone's going to pick up where y'all left off. And you guys broke up anyway.
Well, yeah. And she want to hook you into the drama, exactly. Calling you out the blue, telling you that, oh, boy, she want all the chaos. And the reason she's still in contact with a dude that's married with 4 children
is
because she likes to entertain the drama.
Right.
Which is probably why y'all broke up in the first place.
Right.
Okay.
And she's giving you the drama just to
let
you
know. Well, that's extra sauce.
Oh, did you know he tried to holler at me too? You know, FYI, that's your boy, right?
Yo, Ebro's ability, Laura, to go if this, then that is one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
I know.
It's like shoots and ladders. Like now we're somewhere else altogether.
That's right.
But I will say,
you got to tie it together, man.
But it is all true. I mean, none of this is necessary. And also, just for the record,
right?
She's your ex. You think you could tell her what she should tell the guy? Right. For the record, unless she was offended by the fact that the guy was married. Like, just humor me for a second, guys. Let's again remove the guy, the partner's not married, okay? The guy and the girl just work together, and they're friends, and he hits on her. You know how many girls are used to that and still stay friends with the guy but just say, nah, chill? She had to say to him, no, I can't ever talk to you anymore because you wanted to hook up with me? They're cool. It's not your place to step in and say you should never talk to him again because he violated my guy code. Bro, on many levels,
At the end of his email.
Yeah, that's not really your friend. Hey.
Rosenberg, what did he say at the end of his email?
Am I bugging? I would assume yes.
Yes. Yes.
Can't even burn it down. Yes. It's going to burn down.
Right. It's
yeah,
already
there's
burned.
Nothing. This is a whole nothing burger, like no, Rosenberg
but,
said.
But you know what we do have here? We have a button, and it's called congratulations, you played yourself. Why would you email us about that?
Congratulations.
You knew you was playing yourself.
And she's playing you, and you falling for it. Don't be a sucker.
Listen, you left the job, the relationship, and now you want to come back? Fam, you should just start clean. Let them do whatever they're going to do, and you move on with your life. That's the best advice we can give you, because all this sounds like a hot mess, and you're getting roped into a bunch of drama that you don't need. Capiche?
Agreed.
So say gurus and non-gurus.
The shaman, man.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
I got Shrooms and Coyote.
Fight! No weakness! No weakness!
Hey, young doodle foot coming through. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. I know.
Damn, man.
It's crazy.
It happened. How's that foot looking this morning, Laura? Hold it
clean.
Up. Let's see. Let's see.
Yo, I scrubbed and I put alcohol on it afterwards. I'm okay, guys. And my doggie's okay. Pee-wee's fine. He's sitting
Shout
here
to Pee-wee.
Looking guilty.
Pee-wee wanted to be a part of the show for a long time. He was trying to figure out his in. He figured it out. He figured it out. Flashing lights, what you got, Laura?
Coming up in flashing lights, yo, Drake just announced a crazy, crazy partnership, and he's creating a huge venue. Let me explain to you how dope this is, coming up in a flashing lights report.
Okay.
Ebro Law Rosenberg. Hey, parents. Spend time with your kids. Just time.
That's it.
Time, talk, read, draw.
Yeah, whatever.
Walk, talk, time. Make up goofy games. Like I Spy. You know what you could do with I Spy for hours? They love I Spy.
For hours.
Yo, you could do I Spy for hours. You don't need a video game console. You know what I mean? Yo, tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe.
Listen.
My kids love What Would You Rather. They will run with that for like...
hours.
Hours. It's like, would you rather swim across the Atlantic or lay in a bed of needles? I'm like...
Yo, they're about to be a Wu-Tang skit. I effing. Yo, they about to be a Wu-Tang skit in a minute. Yo, let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Styles, spend time with your kiddies, man.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready
lights.
For the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Wow, Marriage Boot Camp fans will soon get a chance to see Nori on the series. Nori and his wife are headed to Marriage Boot Camp.
I mean, they've been together for a long time.
Yeah,
yeah. This is probably a good bag for the family.
Yep.
Marriage Boot Camp has been around for a long time, since 2013.
And a lot of people been on it, too.
Yeah, this is the 18th season. And now the Jasmine Brand reported that Nori and his wife, Neri, will be part of the next season.
Okay, Nori, put your business out there.
This could be very funny, by the way. I hope they're doing it for fun.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. But also, Drake and Live Nation announced that they have a new partnership to bring a venue... a concert venue to Toronto. This is nice. Big, guys. The venue History will have a capacity of 2,500 and offers artists a versatile and intimate destination to perform and connect. So, you know, they already have plans to host over 200 concerts and events per year.
Jeez.
Right?
So it must be a building that already existed that they're converting into a concert venue of some sort, which is amazing. Or maybe they built it. Who knows? But to have an intimate, small location like this, I think artists, you know, doing the big stadiums and the festivals is great, but I do think that artists still enjoy a nice, intimate, you know, night. You know, that's what, I mean, Radio City's double the size. Radio City's 5,000, right. But, you know, still, seeing a dope show at Radio City feels like something.
Feels great. Now, it says the construction of the venue is slated to be completed after the summer. So they've been building this, and Drake's been working on this for 3 years now, so... That's dope, man.
As he should. He got the money. Why not?
Yeah.
And you made a lot of money with Live Nation. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure they wanted to do a new deal with him. He was like, you know what I want to do as a part of this new deal? I want y'all to do this.
And he continues to sort of solidify himself in Toronto to have that presence there. You know, permanently. Pretty cool.
Very dope.
Go, Drizzy. Go, Drizzy. Also, Pharrell is giving back to his community. He's opening up... basically private schools for low-income families. He's very passionate about this, and the schools are going to open the fall of September 7th. This is happening in Virginia, but it consists of grades like 3 to 5, but he wants to focus on kids you know, who need a different type of learning. You know, like we talked about it earlier, school systems are usually a one size fits all deal, and he feels like, you know, people with money have options to have kids go to different type of schools that are more focused on their wants and needs. So this is what he wants to bring to low-income families.
Yo, I got to shout out DJ Charlie B and Arthur B on Twitter. You know what I mean? Looking out for Cash One's hot mic a second ago. You know what I'm saying? Shouting us out. You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah, shout out to my man Ty, too, who texted me.
The listeners, you know, got our backs all the time, man. We love y'all, man.
That's a fact.
At your flash and light support. The time is 8:53. It's a high of 90 degrees today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
The election, I think early voting starts in a couple of days, maybe this weekend.
You are now rocking with, rocking with Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, back on the program with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, our bro, representing Brooklyn District 36, running for New York City Council, Chi Ose. What's up, sir?
What up, what up, what up? Thanks for having me back.
Of course, man. Good to see you again. Listen, District 36 is what area specifically?
Yeah, the 36th District of Brooklyn is Bed-Stuy and North Crown Heights. I grew up in this neighborhood. I know a lot of y'all listening definitely live in this neighborhood, and I'm running to represent you guys.
You are 21 now? 20.
23. I'm getting up there.
Yo, man, I know you since you was a kid, but what do people say when they meet you? I saw a little coverage, I think you posted on your Instagram. CNN was talking about activists and protesters who are now moving into politics. You've been somebody that's been outside supporting activists, an activist yourself, but young, and you're moving into politics. What are people saying when they meet you over in the neighborhood you're going to represent?
Yeah, that's a good question. So at first, when I jumped in about a year ago, the age thing was definitely something that people brought up often. But I've been in this race for a year now. I mean, people have seen the work that I've been doing within the community, whether it's organizing food drives for NYCHA developments, whether it's responding to the needs of our homeowners. Right now, people are just excited about someone that is going to get the job done, someone that has energy, someone that is going to be on the ball when it comes to the solutions that our community truly needs, because the people that have been leading it in the past were not doing what the community really wanted them to do.
Gee, if elected, what are the main problems that you want to find solutions for, like when it comes to your neighborhood? What are the key factors and what are the main things that you're going to tackle?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I would say the top two is one, affordable housing. We live in an oligarchy here in New York City. Our politicians are connected to some of these opportunistic, greedy developers that actively displace people within our communities and add to the gentrification. As someone that hasn't taken a dime from developers and has outraised every single person in my race, that will be something that I will be mitigating when I am the next council member of this district so that we truly build affordable housing here in the 36th. And then two, I think this is a secondary issue for many people running for office, but the goddamn rat problem and the sanitation problem. You know, our sanitation department was defunded by $104 million last year. The New York State legislature just passed a $212 billion deal. Within my first 100 days in office, I'll be fighting for that funding so that the communities of Bed-Stuy and Crown Heights can be as clean as they would be in a Cobble Hill in a Park Slope.
Right, so the mayoral candidate, Catherine Garcia, who ran sanitation, that's one of the reasons she stepped down, right? Like because of the funding issue that sanitation was having.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that happened during a pandemic. I think people see it as such a secondary issue because we have issues like affordable housing and gun violence that exist within this community. But the next council member needs to take a more holistic approach to governing our communities and keeping a clean community, whether it's the rat problem, the trash that's being picked up, adds to creating a thriving, healthy community. You know, it's not separate from the crime and the poverty that we live in here in the 36th. It's all interconnected.
The 36 chambers. So Chief, what city council, for those that may not quite understand, what exactly is the job? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of seats available on city council, like you said, governing your local community. But the job on a day to day when you get it, what is the job and what power do you have?
Right. So the city council is a legislative body of New York City. They put forward local laws. They regulate the city budget, which is extremely important because we live in one of the wealthiest cities in this country. They regulate land use, which is important as well in a community like mine, where we are in the middle of gentrification, and constituent services. You know, Joe Biden and the federal government is not going to add that speed bump to our street. You know, it's not going to fight for more trash bins at our corners. It's not going to tend to, the crime that happens in our community. Our city council member is the person that we reach out to, contact about those issues, is the first to answer those calls and to connect the pieces together within our city agencies to make sure that our community gets the resources that it truly deserves.
And so you spoke about affordable housing and the gentrification going on, which is not only going on in Brooklyn, it's going on all over the country where big real estate is coming in and taking land that has been traditionally black and brown neighborhoods, which the funding for those neighborhoods, whether it's redlining or unemployment that affects black and brown people or access to capital and home loans, you know, to improve housing or to improve, you know, to get ownership to begin with. These things have always been challenges in America. And so here we are at another pivotal moment in this country where there's funding coming in from the federal government. Mm-hmm. There's recreational marijuana where there's going to be funding for that and probably funding coming from that tax collection in maybe a year or more. Mm-hmm. How exactly are you going to go about making sure you slow down these big real estate developers coming in and displacing people? Like, how does that actually happen?
Absolutely. So when a developer is trying to build in a community such as mine, it has to go through a process called the ULURP process, which is a Uniform Land Use Review Procedure. If our city council member is tied to those developers, then we're not building affordable housing because the developers mainly want to increase their profit within a district that is admirable like mine. The AMI, which is the average medium income, is way too high for the people that truly live in this community. When affordable units are being built within this community, it ranges from $70,000 to $80,000, when the true AMI within this district is about $20,000 to $30,000. It will be my duty as the next council member to advocate to lower that AMI on the federal level and also present legislation that uses a different calculator to find out what our livable wage is within our respective districts. If you have someone that's a millionaire, you know, living in this district, it will obviously increase the average of what that AMI is. So it'll be up to the duty of me as the next council member of the 36 to make sure that we are lowering that AMI and making sure that it's truly affordable for people in the income bracket here in Bed-Stuy and Crown Heights.
And AMI stands for average median income, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the other thing that we've been told frequently on this program is that AMI is so high around the city because they include counties like in Westchester and other areas that, you know, are obviously very high income areas. Mm-hmm. And so if you live in Crown Heights, Bed-Stuy, in these areas that are a lower income, it throws the whole thing off. So have you had conversations with other people who are either in city council or planning to be in city council that also agree with this? Because we've been hearing, Laura and myself and Rosenberg, been hearing about this for years around this conversation of getting Westchester and counties where it just does not reflect what living in the boroughs is really all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we are at a pivotal moment in New York City politics. You know, this election, not only the mayoral race, but there are 35 out of 51 open city council seats. If we look at the past city council members that have been in office, there hasn't been as much of a focus on individuals running for office and the donors that they're tied to. We have a very developer-friendly city council right now. However, this turnover in the individuals and other candidates that are running for office, Tiffany Caban, who I did see you guys did just interview, are individuals that are going to be headstrong and finally put people over profits so that we can lower that AMI, hopefully get Westchester out of that equation and fight for affordable housing for our working class, for our unsheltered, for those that truly need it. I mean, again, we live in the wealthiest city in this country. There's no reason that people should be struggling to keep a roof over their heads or even have a roof over their head in the first place. We need people that are fighting for people rather than those that are trying to increase their profits every single year within every development that they build.
Go ahead, Laura.
I'm just curious, as a New Yorker, is there anybody right now who's running for mayor that you're a fan of?
Whomever the next mayor is, I will be holding them accountable for any of the actions that they enact when they are in office. I'm running to represent the people here in the 36th district. Our people have been dealt a poor hand for decades. And whomever the next mayor is, I will be holding accountable for whatever they do during their administration.
But you haven't chosen anybody yet. There's not somebody in particular that you're rooting for.
No, not in particular, but I'm really hoping that our city council is as progressive as I am. And I'm right. hoping that I do not have a choice for mayor just yet.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
What about a top five? Since we're ranking choice.
Wait, when voting for city council, it's also ranked, right? We're doing ranked choice voting all around.
Yes, we do have ranked choice voting in city council as well.
Okay.
Since you're still very close to it, being recently graduating college and you know everything that you worked academically to do, representing the young people of the district 36. Mm-hmm. Do you spend time talking to the 18 to 24 year olds, that college crowd that lives in District 36 and mm-hmm. what their priorities and interests are? And as a city council member, is there a way for you to affect those, you know, summer jobs, vocational jobs, mm-hmm. learning a trade? Is that something a city council member can affect?
Absolutely. So I would say my answer would be in two parts. There's a large young population here in the 36 that, are freelancers, you know, artists, creatives, musicians. 33% of the working body in Brooklyn is freelancers. Yet when we talk about relief and help for small businesses, we tend to leave out are freelancers because they're not brick and mortar or traditional small businesses. My office will be working on presenting an arm that will work for young individuals that work in the creative field. We've helped put forward open culture locations here in the district to our current council member to give job opportunities to our local musicians and artists during this summer, especially with COVID. We also want to work with our small businesses here in the district, as well as our corridors, to make sure that we're connecting them with our young freelancers, whether it's for murals, designing their shops, anything of that sort, and connecting those pieces of both our young and residential and older small businesses and giving job opportunities to our younger people. In terms of SYEP and job opportunities for our young people, I will be expanding SYEP. I'm hoping that as we're getting out of this hump of COVID, that more job opportunities will open. I'm presenting the first small business MWBE council here in the 36th district that will be a resource center for both internships and jobs to our young people that will help them learn about the trades of small businesses and how to run your own business as well as entrepreneurship. And I'm really excited about that.
SYEP, Summer Youth Employment Program?
Yes.
You be throwing out these acronyms like all everybody knows.
Right? I've been in this like the chasm of politics and municipal government for I guess a year now, and I forget that people don't
the rest
know
of acronym. Us live out here outside. We're outside the bubble, man. You gotta talk to us regular.
Important, so we know what's happening. But yeah, because I know that summer youth programs are so important.
Yeah.
And that those are some of the first things that get cut all the time.
Right.
It's always an issue.
Mm-hmm. And then everybody's upset because kids are out doing mischief or getting involved in gang violence and getting guns in their hand to try to find some money.
Yeah, I mean, and another thing I want to do is work closely with the Department of Education on changing some curriculum where we are implementing more civics classes. You know, again, it's crazy that the United States is the world's biggest democracy, and we impose democracy on every country in this world, yet many people don't know who their local electeds are or who their state assembly person is or who their senator is. We need to get young people engaged in politics. We need to have our local electeds offer opportunities for those young people so that we can get more people engaged in municipal government, because that's where it really matters, right?
Absolutely. You work and are a representative of the LGBTQ plus community. And recently it came out a few weeks ago that the Pride Parade banned the NYPD from participating and supporting the parade. It was like a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to just over the weekend, you know, the NYPD out of control down at Washington Square Park. Mm-hmm. Imposing a 10 p.m. curfew that was midnight. Now it's 10 p.m. And then they were like riot gear. Talk, because you've been in the streets and you've been at the protests and you, you know, you are very active. Mm-hmm. We continue to hear the NYPD, at least the commissioner, talk about wanting to have a better relationship with the community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure in this new political role, you are figuring out ways to make improvements while also still enforcing accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what's going on, what you're hearing and seeing in the streets with regard to the NYPD, mm-hmm. The way the LGBTQ plus community feels about the NYPD, mm-hmm. And also, you know, what you would like to do immediately if you get this job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So first and foremost, no cops at Pride. People had a lot to say about that, but then we saw this past weekend at Washington Square Park, a young trans protester, Joel Rivera, was arrested and hurt by these same police that people are still annoyed that we don't want at Pride. Cops don't keep us safe. I mean, if you look at what parks are for here in New York City, people are mainly in their apartments. Parks are a way where we can escape those apartments, get out into fresh air, and now we're being policed in public spaces here in New York City. I think there's this false narrative that police keep us safe, yet they only show up after crimes happen, or they're only policing us when we are exercising our rights to be in a park. When I talk about this divest movement or defund movement, I think the right has done a really good job at flipping that on its head. I think many people in a community such as mine, where gun violence does exist, are scared because they think that that means we're getting rid of old cops, which is not the case. The answer to gun violence and crime year after year after year in communities such as mine has always been more police, more police, more police. And that's why the budget continues to grow. On top of the fact that our police unions lobby within our city government. I believe that's a racist narrative. I think when we look at why people commit crimes and why crime has risen, it's poverty. You know, either people do not have the resources and money to put food on their table, have a roof over their heads, or money in their pockets. We need to fund our underfunded agencies within this city and within communities such as mine to give people other options rather than resorting to crime. Whether it's our schools, our public housing, healthcare, infrastructure, food justice, jobs, these are the things that people need in order to survive and thrive rather than resorting to crime. If you look at that video of what happened in Washington Square Park, you can see that the NYPD, our mayor, took no accountability for anything that happened this past year. The fact that they're doing the same stuff a year later and not being held accountable is absolutely ridiculous. We need our next electeds to really put forward legislation, divest for some of their budget and reinvest into things that truly matter so that we can heal our city. One last thing, but the riot gear for one of those cops costs about $900 to police people for hanging out in a park. A teacher at a public school here in our city receives $250 for the year to pay for school supplies in their schools. Let's take a look at those statistics and realize where do our what matters more. I think educating our kids and giving them the resources they deserve truly matters more than arresting and maiming trans and LGBTQ folk for frolicking in a public park.
Chi Ose, District 36. Look him up. Ose 2021 on IG. I got that right, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. And people can still donate and early voting is about to start, right?
Yes. Don't donate to my campaign. We've hit the fundraising max. We've actually outraised every single one of our competitors, 100% grassroots. But volunteer, come out here, vote. You can go to osay2021.com/volunteer. Go to osay2021.com/vote to see where your polling location is. And please vote for the future of our city.
Let's go, Chi. Proud of you, bro. Amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. Keep you making everybody so happy for you and so proud of you, brother. Keep going.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you for having me on today.
Of course, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire.